I'm Mark Bayshore. In the age of term limits, you may associate the Michigan legislature with transients, continuous turnover. Well, our next guest defies that trend. Gary Randall has spent close to 40 years at the state capitol. He was first elected a state rep in 1978, and in 1999, Mr. Randall transitioned to the role of House Clerk, whose job it is to oversee basic House business like record and document keeping, administration of oaths, office assignments, and the likes. He's seen a lot at the state capitol. He joins us to talk about some of this. Thank you, Gary Randall, for being here.
Thank you, Mark. I'm delighted to be here.
You represented, back to your legislative career here, you represented Gratiot County, correct? Gratiot,
right.
And Clinton County. Do I have this right? Did you succeed John Engler?
I did. The district at that time, though, actually was a little to the north. It was a quarter of Gratiot County, all of the Isabella County, where John Engler lived.
All right.
Half of Montcalm and part of Clare. So I survived four different apportionment plans. So my district ranged from Clare on the north to the North Lansing city limits on the south.
Okay. Tell us more about your responsibilities as clerk.
Well, the clerk's position is truly a unique one, and I do feel fortunate to have been able to serve as clerk for as many years as I have. The clerk is the only officer of the House of Representatives who's not an actual member of the House. And with that goes certain privileges. I can preside in the absence of the Speaker. It's just a unique position and one that I'm honored to have.
How often have you done that?
Well, I'll tell you, it clearly doesn't happen when there's tough issues up. It's there in the rules, and the provision is there where I can. But obviously, I only step up there when it's at the pleasure of the Speaker.
What do you like about being clerk?
Well, I think anybody who's been around this building for any length of time gets infected, if you will, by politics. And I think just the idea of being here, being on the cutting edge of public policy that determines really what happens to every man, woman, and child who lives in this state. So it's great.
Is the House Clerk typically a former legislator?
Well, in most every case, if you go back to the beginning of the legislature, it has been a former member. There have been a couple of occasions when it wasn't former members, but yes, the answer to your question is it's usually a former member.
Let's divide your tenure here up into the two parts, one as a representative and the other as clerk. What's your most vivid single memory as a representative?
Well, I had an opportunity to serve during a truly remarkable time, 1993-94, when the House was split, 56 Republicans, 56 Democrats. So that was, without a doubt, in the approaching 40 years that I've been here, the most interesting, the most enjoyable, and I think clearly the most productive time during that long period.
And what about as clerk?
I think as clerk, probably to have served during a time when there was a landmark legislation passed. I think the right to work legislation was big, and I'm not speaking for or against the content of the legislation, but just the fact that the process worked, and it was a time when we saw a lot of people who were very concerned about the establishment of that particular public policy.
I assume you got to know John Engler relatively early in his career, considering you followed each other.
I did.
When you got to know him, did you ever imagine he would make it all the way to governor?
No, but I'll tell you, John Engler is a person with a unique insight into politics, so you never want to underestimate his abilities. Actually, John was leaving his position as state rep and challenging an incumbent senator, something that people said, well, you just don't do that. Number one, because you don't go against somebody of your own party. And number two, you're not going to win if you're going up against an incumbent. But John did that, won that Senate seat, and then, of course, took on an incumbent governor. and won. So
you see a lot of dramatic. There's a lot of drama that goes on here at the building. I was down here for. What will always be most vivid for me, probably because it's most recent, was all the demonstrations over right to work.
Right.
Back in December of 2012. What's the most vivid single day you remember being here?
Was there
something ever happening on the grounds here that you've never been able to get out of your mind?
Yeah, I think probably early on in John Engler's first administration, there was set up on the lawn out here, Tent Village. It was the governor had proposed at that time a number of changes in the welfare program. And so we had people who actually set up tents and were out here for the better part of a month, actually camping out in protest for those changes, against those changes. That was a unique time. It carried with it a little bit of concern for safety, as well as concern for, is the process broken? Why is there so much dissent?
You've already shared with me this, but I'll share it with our listeners here now. You consider term limits to be the most impactful change you've seen in your 40 years here. What have term limits done?
Well, you know, this is just Gary Randall's opinion, not Gary Randall as clerk of the House. So I have to be careful to separate that. But you ask me, I'm going to give you an honest answer. I think it has had an effect on democracy here in the state of Michigan in a way that we will probably not appreciate until we look back and say, my gosh, that was a terrible mistake. There's no place else in our society where we say having experience is a negative. And I think there's a lot of pushback, if you will, from the public, dissatisfied with what is categorized as inactivity in the legislature here in Lansing, as well as at the federal level. And, you know, I think we need to, as a people, step back and look at that and look at this so-called gridlock. It happens because we, as the electors of the people of the state of Michigan, pick people to go to Lansing, to go to Washington, to represent our interests. Well, we don't all see things through the same eyes or agree on the outcome of certain issues. So the legislators that we have picked to go to Lansing and represent us are standing up for us. And in doing so, we get disenchanted. We think, well, they're not accomplishing anything. There seems to be a feeling that, you know, they should all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. That's just not the way it happened. Mm. So I think it's term limits has not served us well.
We've got about a minute or so here. Time for one last question. I know that the maintenance and the preservation of this building is important to you and has been important to you. How have you been involved in that?
Gosh, Mark, I've been particularly fortunate to have served during the initial restoration, late 80s, early 90s, and during that period of time got to chair the Michigan Capitol Committee. And then later, just 3 years ago, there was the creation of the Michigan Capitol Commission, and I now chair the Capitol Commission. So
you worked with John Truscott, who was just here a few minutes
absolutely.
Ago. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we want to thank Gary Randall, Clerk of the House, former state legislator representing Gratiot and Isabella County, reflecting here with us on close to 40 years at the state capitol. Great having you on the program.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciated the invitation.